AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Just how much snow will fall this weekend in a blizzard that's already being forecast as historic?
We're preparing for 2 feet. I hope we get less than that. But, you know, Mother Nature will determine that.
Don Weber is with the Delaware Department of Transportation. States of emergency have been declared in 5 states and the District of Columbia. Schools and government offices in the Mid-Atlantic and Appalachian regions are being closed preemptively. Thousands of flights have been canceled. Food and supplies are disappearing from grocery and hardware stores. Well, people are stocking up not only for the snow expected to start Friday afternoon, but in case of possible power outages. More on that from AP Science writer Seth Borenstein.
You don't know if you're going to lose the power, because especially on the edges in the Carolinas, Kentucky area, the Appalachian Valley, Ohio Valley, they're going to get hit too, possibly getting ice storms. And ice storms are not good for power lines. This is one of these storms that you just want to hibernate.
Next, overseas, where a police official in Mogadishu says Somalia's security forces ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in the capital. More than 20 people were killed in the attack. It's not yet clear if that toll includes the assailants. With days to go before the leadoff Iowa caucuses, Hillary Clinton ramped up her attacks on fellow Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. She doesn't like his idea of replacing the Affordable Care Act.
Now, I know Senator Sanders cares about covering more people, as I do. But rather than build on the progress we've made, he wants to start over from scratch with a whole new system.
Sanders says he's optimistic about the first 2 primary states.
I think we're going to do well here in New Hampshire, and I think we're going to do well here in Iowa. And if we do well in both of those states, I think, my friends, we are looking at one of the great political upsets in the modern history of the United States of America.
This is AP Radio News. A former Marine recently released from Iran in a prisoner swap is back in his hometown of Flint, Michigan. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Amir Hekmati was convicted of spying in Iran and was imprisoned there for 4.5 years.
Happy to finally be home. It's been a very long road, a very long journey. Unfortunately, many people have traveled this road with me.
Asked about his time in Iran, Hekmati said it wasn't good, but his Marine training helped sustain him.
I'm standing here healthy, tall, and with my head held high.
Hekmati says his imprisonment in Iran included physical and mental torture and long periods of solitary confinement in a tiny cell. I'm Ed Donahue.
The head of Chicago Public Schools says the district will lay off some of its central office staff this week as it deals with its precarious financial state. The announcement came a day after top Illinois Republicans called for a state takeover of the financially troubled school district. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.